Good to be in the house of the Lord again, in spite of the inclement weather on the outside. But our hearts can be warmed by His love on the inside. Turn with me this evening, please, in your Bibles to Matthew, the 10th chapter. And I want to look at the 37th verse, Matthew chapter 10. Let's just look to the Lord in a word of prayer before we read His word. Father, we thank You already for this time that we've spent together. Thank You that we are always in Your presence and we know that You're near. And now as we open Your word, I pray that You might use it to speak to me and through me. And may our hearts be blessed and challenged this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beginning at verse 37, Matthew 10. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So the Lord will add His blessing to the reading of His word this evening. I want us to think for a while this evening on taking up our cross. Taking up our cross. And I don't want us just to think about the problems that we have in life as Christians that we consider as a cross, or as I've experienced in my life, and perhaps many of us have, there are times when things happen to us and we say, well, this is my cross and I have to bear it. But we want to look at our lives as believers as a whole, and taking up the cross, which we've just finished reading in the 38th verse. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. So taking up the cross is essential, essential in the lives of all of us as believers this evening. The subject tonight requires from us some very serious thoughts as believers. Because as we accept Jesus Christ as our personal saviors, we have an obligation to trust Him, to obey His word, to serve Him. We have an obligation of making a total commitment in our lives to Jesus Christ. When we accept Him as our Savior, He doesn't want just one half of us or three quarters of our lives. He wants all of our lives. All of our lives. And when we look at the cross tonight in this picture, the cross is the picture perhaps of a burden. The cross requires strength. The cross requires patience. The cross has its final goal in each of our lives. When we think of the cross, hopefully our thoughts go back to Calvary. And a picture forms in our mind of the Lord Jesus hanging and dying on that gibbet of shame. But was this all that the cross was about? And the answer is no. The cross was more than just Jesus hanging and dying there. It was a cross of shame. It was a cross of deep humiliation. It was a place of loneliness for the Son of God. I saw last night, and I don't know how many of you have had the privilege yet to see this movie, The Passion of Christ. But I had the privilege, my wife and I, last night, to sit with some dear friends and we watched this movie. And from what I can understand and from what I saw, it is extremely close to the Scriptures. And I will say this to you tonight. If you have seen it, if you've seen it, if you've looked at the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning to the end, you must be a different person because of it. I don't see how anyone, particularly a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that can sit and look at that movie and get up different from when you sat down to look at it. And if you haven't looked at it, I beg of you, take the time. I think it's still here. It's been here showing over the weekend. Look at it. And let it sink in. Sink in. Not just to a outward being, but into the innermost caverns of our heart. What Jesus Christ paid. What he suffered for you and I on that old rugged cross. It was unreal. And I know that men can only give up to a certain degree of what actually happened to the Lord Jesus Christ on that day. But as we look at it, we must be touched. We must be changed when we see what Jesus suffered. When we look at God's only Son as he leads the procession from Pilate's judgment hall down the dusty streets of that city and then all the way up to Calvary with his cross upon his back, with his body so bruised and weakened, and the beating that he had taken was indescribable. And he, knowing full well that his destiny was to be nailed to that cross for the sins of the world, for the sins of those that he loved. Beloved, this was not a beauty pageant. No. This was not a beauty pageant. This was not a walk of fame that he took. But this, my friends, was a real walk of suffering and shame. The walk of suffering and shame. And he ascended that cross. But as he ascended that cross, he reached out through time and eternity to you and I. He was going to that cross. He was going to die to pay the price for your sins and mine. The Bible reminds us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And we ask, as we look at that movie, and as we read of it and think about it, where was the joy? Where was the joy when he was facing the cross, when he was facing all of our sins being placed on him and God turning his back on him in the darkest hours the world has ever known? Where was the joy? But he looked beyond the cross. He looked beyond the suffering. And he looked to that time when once again he would be seated at the right hand of his Father, interceding on behalf of you and I, of those he loved who know him as their personal Savior. And one day, and this is where his joy is going to be complete, when you and I will be gathered with him together forever around God's throne. That was the joy that he saw, and that joy comprised you and I, consisted of you and I. No, we weren't there then. The song says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And so, in consideration of this, what we've heard today, he says to you and I, look, you say you love me. You say that you want to live with me someday. Then prove your love for me. Prove your love for me. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. There is a cross that we have to take up when we accept Christ. A Christian life is not an easy road. I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and nowhere does it say that we're going to have a bed of roses as we walk the road of life. But it does say that I will be with you always, no matter what. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. So perhaps we ask the question tonight, what is my cross? What is my cross? We've been talking about this in our Bible class the last two Sundays. The cross is not a piece of wood up on my back. The cross is not a chain that hangs around my neck. The cross is not a symbol on a t-shirt that's on my back. The cross is a committed life to Jesus Christ by those who say they love him. A committed life to Jesus Christ by those who say they love him. A committed life to serve Jesus with a willing heart, to endure the trials they come. We read of these trials that will come in our lives. To endure the trials that come. The unkind words that might be spoken about us. Even to endure the hard seats in church sometimes and the long-winded preachers. All of this is a part of bearing the cross of Christ. Kindness to others. Willing to suffer loss, and even to face persecution for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded of the words of one of the young men that were killed by the Auk Indians many, many years ago. I don't remember whether it was Nate Saint or Jim Elliott, but he said this, he is a fool who is not willing to lose that which he cannot keep in order to keep that which he cannot lose. Be willing to carry the cross under any condition in our lives, during the good times of our lives and during the bad. He wants us to carry that cross. It means giving my all for Jesus. Oh, beloved. Maybe that's asking a lot. Maybe that's asking a lot tonight for us to give our all to Jesus. But I remind ourselves, if you but just look at that film, just read the word, and let it sink into our individual lives, the price that Jesus Christ paid for your salvation and mine. The love that he gave beyond compare. Beyond compare. We can begin to imagine the love of God that was demonstrated. And several times last night I looked into his eyes.
And although that blood was flowing down his face, there was that love of God in his eyes. That love of God. So great, so vast, so boundless, and so free. It's willing to bow beneath the burden of whatever service he has blessed us with. And that's something that all of us can do. No matter how big or no matter how small, but whatever it is, that we can honor him with in our lives. And that which he has honored your life and my life with. I like the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 6:14. He said, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ my Lord." And that's the way that we as believers should feel tonight. We glory so much in the things of life, the things that we're blessed with in our lives. But beloved, the thing that should be more and most important and foremost in our lives should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory in him. Give him the glory. So then the second question tonight is, what am I to do with the cross? What am I to do with it? He says, take up the cross and follow me. That's all that he asked. Take up the cross and follow me. Is that very difficult? It is so many times in our lives as believers. So many times we seek to use the cross as conveniences in our lives. But beloved, that cross is not ours to choose for convenience. That cross is ours to take up and be willing to carry because not that we feel it is a demand on our life, but because within our hearts there is a tremendous, tremendous love for God. That alone is a good enough reason. Because we love him. Not our will. Reminded of the words of the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Not my will, Father, but thine be done." Jesus was willing to obey the Father's will, and you and I should be willing to obey the Father's will. We should be willing to follow his footsteps and the directions that he leads in our lives each day. Though dark sometimes the path may be, we see his footprints all the way. You see, after we got saved, he didn't just throw us out and leave us to find our own way. No. He opened the way before us, and his footsteps is always there for you and I to follow. If we lose sight of the footsteps, it's because we've gone off the pathway. But his footprints is there, and they're always there for you and I to follow in our lives. It is our duty as believers, I feel personally, that we are not to openly neglect our service and our love for him. We're not to faint under the cross that we carry, and we're not to run from it. But if we love Jesus, we're going to want to face up to it and carry it. Patiently endure it. Cheerfully resign ourselves to it. Now you might say, that's easy to say, hard to do. I say wrong. If we're focused on him, if we read his word and we obey his word, it may be hard,
but not impossible. Because he has promised that he will never leave us. He's always with us, no matter what. And the important thing about it all is that it's not for us. It's for the one that died for us. It's for the one that gave himself thus for you and I. And beloved, this evening, as we carry this cross, we are reminded of one thing. It is but for a short while. It's but for a short while. Take it up. Follow me. And one of the reasons he says this is that we find in 1 John 2:28, now little children, abide in him that we may not be ashamed before him at his coming. He wants us to love him. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to trust him. So that when we stand before him, and it's going to be reality in all of our lives someday, we're going to stand before him. And we're going to look in his face, and what will our answer be? As he looks at you and I, will we feel ashamed of the fact that we were not willing to carry our cross? That oftentimes we just drug it behind us grudgingly? Or are we going to be those that are going to stand and look in his face and see that smile on his face and hear those words from his lips? Welcome home, my child. Well done. Well done. We don't get a well done in life for doing a job half done. Never. We get a well done in life for doing a job that's well done and complete. And beloved, that's the way that our Christian life should be lived. Looking forward to that well done when we look in his face. And our journey will have been over and complete. This is a royal request tonight, to be a burden bearer for the Lord. As a result, it brings our lives closer in communion with him. So then the question may be asked, well, why should I be encouraged to do this? Because it is a necessity in our Christian life. Jesus said again, and I repeat, if we do not take it up and follow him, we are not worthy of him. And the question I asked myself as I was studying this even today, Lord, am I worthy? Lord, am I worthy? I know what you've done. But am I worthy? Do I love you enough? Do I serve you enough? Do I obey you? Am I walking in the footsteps? Am I following the paths that you would have me go? And that should be the question of each of our hearts tonight, if you know the Lord as your Savior. Am I worthy? Many have carried a cross before you and I came on the scene. Some great men, some not so great, but they've carried it. And they've carried it for the simple reason that they love the Lord. And they carried it because the simple reason you and I are here tonight. Were it not for men and women who were willing to take up their cross and follow Jesus, perhaps we wouldn't be here tonight. I know that I can remember the one under whose ministry I was saved. And some of you probably know him because he used to come to Spanish Wells a long time ago. Talmage Butler. A man of God. He traveled all over the Bahamas. He flew his little airplane. But he was a man that loved the Lord. And he used to sing a song. He had lots of songs, but there was one in particular that I loved to hear him sing. And he said, "Oh, Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday, 'twould be no more than love demands, no less that I could repay. No greater love hath mortal man than for a friend to die." These are the words he gently spoke to me. "If just a cup of water I place within your hand, then just a cup of water is all that I demand." He, his wife, his son, and the pilot of the aircraft disappeared, coming from Fort Lauderdale to North Eleuthera and Rock Sound for a Sunday service.
He died serving God, carrying his cross. And thank God, because of it, my life was changed from his ministry. And that's why I can stand here tonight.
And I'm sure that many of you can testify to the same thing. It's important, beloved, that we carry the cross. Not grudgingly, but lovingly. Not because we're forced to do so, but because we want to do so.
Not because someone else is doing it and we feel left out.
No. We do it because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that for every cross that we bear, God gives us that sufficient grace and strength to go on. Just in 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness."
My grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient to help us carry that cross, to help us to live for Him, to shine for Him, to tell others about Him, and never be ashamed of Him, no matter where we go in life,
because He's done so much for you and I. Then last thing, there will be rewards for the cross.
There will be rewards for our willingness to carry that cross of Jesus.
We read of it in 2 Corinthians 4:17. The Apostle Paul writes, "For our light affliction is but for a moment, and it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory."
It's not for this life. It's not for man's praise, as we see so much of it being looked for in this day in which we live. But it is for God. And it is for when you and I stand before Him and look in His face. And we're going to do it for ourselves. Nobody else. Nobody else. Each of us individually will one day stand before God for ourselves.
James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life." No cross, no crown.
No cross, no crown. Oh, beloved, this evening, have we taken up our cross? Are we willing to take up our cross? Are we willing to accept it as from God? Are we willing to carry it for Him wherever He may ask us to go? Do whatever He may ask us to do. Be whatever He wants us to be. That's a decision that I have to make. That has to be the desire of my heart, of your heart. We have to look at the innermost beings of our soul and ask ourselves the question, how much do I love you, Lord? How much do I love you, Lord?
He says, come follow me. Come follow me. No cross is so heavy that you and I will bear that can ever compare to the cross that Jesus bore for you and I. Just remember that. No cross. No. And I emphasize that.
And I know personally what it is to bear a heavy burden, to carry the cross sometimes through difficult times. But no cross is
to compare with the one that He bore for you and I. For the joy of knowing Jesus, for the joy of seeing His face one day, will be worth it all. Will be worth it all.
There's a hymn that my wife loves to hear sung in our breaking of bread services. And I jotted down just a couple words of it. It says, no heart can think, no tongue can tell what joy it will be with Christ to dwell. To hear His voice and to see His face and know the fullness of His grace. Beloved, that's the answer. It's going to be worth it all. That's the advantages that you and I have for doing whatever God has called us to do. For carrying our cross, carrying it joyfully and loyally for Him. Bear the standard I. We look at the politicians in the Bahamas and the United States, and they carry the standards of their parties high. They will defend it to the death. How about you and I as Christians? As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, are we willing to bear the standard eye? Are we willing to let our lives and our light shine that the world may see that Jesus Christ has made a difference in me? And that as a result of the life that I live and the life that you live might be the means of bringing others to Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Beloved, the cross that we carry now will bring us joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory when we get home. So I beg of you, and I encourage you this evening, be willing. Be willing to stand up. Be willing to be what God wants us to be, no matter what. Always keeping our eyes fixed upon the prize. Heaven and home someday with Jesus Christ. Let's take it up and follow Him. For heaven is just ahead. Heaven is just ahead. Oh, may God bless these few remarks to our hearts this evening. And may we leave this service, I pray, challenged to lift the banner high. Carry the cross. Live for Jesus. No matter what. We will never regret it. Never. 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 May God bless His word to our hearts this evening. Shall we pray? Father, how we thank You for Your word tonight. Thank You for the challenge that You gave Your disciples and to those of us that accept You as our Savior. That we have to take up our cross and follow You. If we want to be worthy of You. Oh God, I pray tonight that that's the desire of each of our hearts this evening, to be worthy of You. Worthy of Your wonderful love. Of Your saving power. Worthy of one day being able to live with You for all eternity. Bless our hearts this evening, we pray. Encourage us, Lord, as we go out and live our lives pleasing to Thee, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I wonder if we can sing just a verse in the chorus of number 421, I think it is.